Welcome to the Playmaker Podcast, a podcast for people who want to sell differently. Playmakers wage war against traditional sales and win. Remember, success is just one play away. Welcome to the Playmaker Podcast. You've got your host, Gabe Larson. Just been feeling like, oh, there's a lot of guests coming on. Haven't had the chance just to kind of say what I want to say. Not to say I don't like the guests, don't get me wrong, but every once in a while you got to just take a step back and say, hey, what is something I want to say? And so today, that's going to happen. Now, I would love to hear from you guys what you would like to hear about. You can email me, G as in Gabriel, glarson@insidesales.com, or hit me up on LinkedIn or Twitter. Would love to hear any topics you would like to hear more about. But today, I had a question posed to me from a, what was he? I don't know. Basically, some sort of salesperson. And... it's not a very good explanation, but I assure you the person was in some sales position. Said, hey, is there any cool apps you use, any cool things you've been playing around with that you would like to share? And at first I was like, no, there's not. But then when I started thinking, I was like, actually, there's a couple things that I have found to be pretty effective. And so we started going through those, and he was like, hey, this is cool. And so I thought, hey, if he thinks this is cool, maybe everyone will think this is cool. So today we're going to talk about the four apps every sales rep must have. Now, I am that type of guy who loves to be sold. I don't know. Are you guys like that? I mean, you just love that feeling of being sold. So the other day, this kid knocks on my door. I swear he could have been 15 years old, but that's besides the point. So he starts going into his sales pitch, and I have to admit, it was clean. I stood there, and I'm just smiling at the guy. He probably thinks I'm some kind of weird person. I'm just standing there with a big grin on my face as he goes on about bug spray. That's kind of what he was selling. He had a some sort of monthly, you know, he'd come spray spiders type of thing. But, you know, he never says anything while I'm just sitting there smiling at him. So after a few minutes, I mean, I do love the pitch, but I'm like, hey, look, you know, I have absolutely no interest in your product. But, man, I would love to film you doing your pitch. So I say this to him, and he looks at me pretty weird. And now that I think about it, you know, hindsight, I'm like, that probably did sound kind of weird. But, you know, we both decided that it was kind of a little bit of an odd thing. So we parted ways with the handshake. And ended up leaving it at that. I know. I didn't actually end up buying the product, but I still loved what I heard. Ah, it's such a great feeling to be sold. And even a better feeling to be sold and then have the product or service actually deliver on its promise. Now, that doesn't happen very often, so when it does, you better be happy. When it comes to sales productivity tools, sadly, the mantra often seems over promise and under deliver. Sad, you know, sometimes the truth hurts. But thankfully, some tools are living up to the hype, and each one of those have found, well, some of these have found their way into my daily routine. So since they were helpful to me, I thought they might be helpful for you. So let's go through them, see what you think. Number one, Muzzle. This one's a little bit cheesy, a little bit funny, but it's such a great idea. I love it. So quick story. In my somewhat distant path, I had a few teams reporting to me. So one day, I have one of my managers approach me, and he says, hey, this customer is threatening to quit. So I'm like, why, what's going on? So he begins to tell me the story of how he and one of our consultants were on a demo with an unhappy customer. So during this conversation, the unhappy customer starts making accusations about, about the project and the consultant and And so this our consultant grabs his phone and starts texting the manager to let the manager know the customers just they're just lying. They're stretching the truth. Little did the consultant know, every time he sent a text message, the manager's notifications were turned on. So a notification flashed across the manager's screen. Now, normally this isn't that big of a deal, but when the manager was sharing his screen with an unhappy customer and a text came across saying that the customer was, and I quote, full of SH blah, 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 T, you can imagine why things went south fairly quickly. Now, I have to admit, it was super unprofessional. And the customer had every right to be angry. But truthfully, when I listened to it and I watched the recording, it was one of those moments that was so bad that I couldn't help but just laugh out loud. I don't know if it was in pity or in sadness, but I probably shouldn't admit that. So the recording, if you listen to it, shows the customer speaking, you know, quickly and angrily at the team. And then all of a sudden this text pops up on the screen and everybody goes silent. And honestly, it was probably silent for 30 seconds before the customer starts to speak up again. And you can hear this angry tone turn to a furious tone. Are you effing kidding me? The customer's just livid. Did I see just what I think I saw? You know, then he goes off. Just this is so unprofessional. I can't believe you did that. To think I wouldn't catch you. I mean, you know, so, and then to see how the consultant and manager try to kind of backpedal and handle it. I mean, they actually for how awkward it was. It was pretty bad. So the rest is history. But I can assure you, it was an ugly conversation. And I promise you, the aftermath of dealing with the consultant and trying to calm the customer down was not easy. So if you're smiling, stop it, because I know you've done the same thing. And if I'm honest, I have too. In fact, a month ago, I'm on this prospect demo here at InsideSales.com, and I stupidly sent an unprofessional Slack message to a couple of the team members. And I see it pop up on the presenter's screen. Now, thankfully, you know, truthfully, it wasn't really probably would have been offensive to the customer. I don't know, but thankfully the prospect doesn't see the message. But it was still too close to call. So after those two experiences, I decided it was time to solve the problem. Now, I knew I wasn't going to stop sending random messages to people during screen share sessions. It's just so much fun, and you need to be kind of communicating with your team members, especially if you're in something, you know, detailed or strategic. You want to be able to have one person guiding, but other people kind of taking some information and you know, being able to get it out there. So I needed to find something because I knew I wasn't going to stop, and basically I just needed to find something that allowed me to not get caught. So that's where Muzzle comes into play. It's an app for those of us who can't help but say what we want to say to our colleagues when talking to prospects on a screen share. So you got to remember, the Muzzle is just a Mac app, but it silences these embarrassing notifications while screen sharing. So, and that is it. That's all it does, or at least that I'm familiar that it does, which may not sound like a lot, but go ahead and say that to our consultant who ended up getting canned. Or the many other salespeople out there who have looked like fools because of what popped up on somebody else's screen. So number one, it's Muzzle there. A couple funny stories. Hope you appreciate them. So I wish you could see this part, this second part. So if you saw my screen, I don't know, a month ago, you would have probably seen maybe 50 tabs in Chrome stretched across. You can't even tell which tabs there because there's so many of them. I wonder what the max number of tabs you can have in Chrome. Might have to look that one up. So if you would have looked at my screen a long time ago, you would have seen I've got this all these tabs. I've got more tabs open in Chrome than there are in the United States in the U.S. Now, someone had said that to me, and so I thought I'd steal it and pass it on. Might be a stupid analogy, but go with it for a minute. So now, why did I do that? So I've been thinking about it, I had been thinking about it, and I'm not sure why I did it. Maybe I just didn't want to close the tabs, or I might want to come back to it, or there might be something important there. So one day my boss sees my tab structure, and he lets out this audible gasp, like, oh, you know, how can you get anything done with that hideous piece? Now, that's not an exact quote, but it's basically what I heard. So my response, though, was, is there another way? I mean, to what you seems like disorganization, to me seems like organization, but it was partially a lie. Since we're being honest, that was partially a lie. So months later, I am and was happy to report that there is another way, and it's called Toby. So Toby really allows punks like me to organize tabs basically into one tab. Rather than have many tabs across the top, I simply put my tabs into these categories, and each time I open a new tab, I have access to, quote-unquote, all my tabs. So I'll try to put a link to Toby so you can kind of see some pictures or some ideas, but great idea for those of us who think we're multitasking with having 100 tabs in our browser open when really you might just need one. So Tony is better. It's cleaner. So if you're like me with hundreds of tabs, might want to give it a try. So the next one is Rescue Time. And look at this one. I mean, as a sales rep, people are always going to be on your back about being productive. You know, sadly, those people probably have a right to be on our back as a salespeople. I mean, productivity is a real problem. Now, even the best of sales reps spend time watching YouTube or socializing on Facebook or just being distracted. And I've struggled with this problem like everybody else. You know, I start a day, feeling pretty confident I'm going to get some stuff done. And then the end of the day comes and I'm kind of scratching my head wondering, what if anything was accomplished today? Every sales rep needs the ability to manage their time to stay effective. Time management, if you remember one of our early episodes with Amanda Holmes, time management is still one of the number one things sales reps must master to be great. You know, and this is where Rescue Time can help. So Rescue Time comes in, records how much time you spend in certain programs on certain websites, and just helps you be accountable on how you're spending your time. So you get some detailed reports, you get a little weekly email summary, you can set some basic goals, you get kind of a productivity score. All effective features to help you start thinking about how to manage your time. Ideal, and it takes very little time to set up. And I think it's a good ROI on your time. So last but not least, what kind of salesperson would I be if I didn't put a little plug in for our own product? Probably not a very good plug, but this is actually an easy sell. You know, sales reps have to build pipe. They have to build pipe to stay on top of the game. And it's not an easy task. It takes a strategy to help identify which accounts to target, and a strategic outreach to contact and qualify these ideal buyer personas, and then the ability to connect with and build rapport with people you've never met. This is tough. I hope some of those sound familiar. I think we've all done this, but now we don't have to do it alone. You know, playbooks help salespeople know which accounts to target, and then provides an easy-to-use Chrome extension to start building strong relationships through an automated outreach strategy that we call Play. So it's powerful, you guys. And since it's a tool I use every day, I thought, you know, look, it's only fair to include it in this article. If you're now to wrap this, couple cool tools, you guys. Again, Muzzle, number one. Number two, cool one in Toby and in kind of tab management. And then number three, Rescue Time. And Rescue Time just helping sales reps think a little bit more strategic about how they're spending their time. Again, get a weekly digest so you can go kind of on Rescue Time their website and see what's going on. So, and then last but not least is Playbooks. Great Chrome extension, very easy to use, really helps on the strategic outreach. Lot of great feedback from customers who've been using that. So I wanted to put that in your pipe. So now if you're still not quite sure about Playbooks, what it is or how to use it, wanted you to go to labs.insidesales.com. And what you're going to see there is, of course, and I'm going to give it to you for free. It's not a demo, you guys. It's not a sales pitch, but a course called How to Successfully Use Playbooks. And you can enroll in that. It'll be a free course. It's, again, not a demo, but it's going to walk you through how to use it, some of the cool features, functionalities. I think you'll find it very interesting. Again, labs, that's L-A-B as in boy, S, labs.insidesales.com, and you'll see a course called How to Successfully Use Playbooks. You want to learn more, this is a great place to do it and actually have some training around some of the best practice. So, team, appreciate you jumping on again, looking for your feedback as to what would be great topics you would love to hear about. But with that, remember, success is just one play away. Well, you know, I don't know. Some people have asked me if I believe I have a radio voice. I'm not sure. So, I have a radio voice? I don't think so. Anyways, remember, success is just one play away. Have a great day and the rest of your week. Signing off here. Bye.